I'd like to see a vibrant community here,
I had
and
this
actually,
idea.
young people
That's
like
great.
a number of
I'm
people.
already here. We have the resources.
You said about implementing
We
all
have
of
the sovereignty.
We have the will to do it. You know, we
I
have the
think.
solidarity with other islands. I think the big thing is like
We
that
can hope for the best there.
Is governance. That's the key here.
The following voices and visions are brought to you by the Smart Islands for Ireland and Scotland project. In these recordings, we heard from Irish Islanders about their visions for 2025. In this episode, we will be talking about housing.
I'd like to see a vibrant community.
Get it going.
The attempt to change the young people, different industries and whatnot, their level. And they have got a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of information.
I had this idea, and it's kind of shocking. You know, for future holiday homes development, that there has to be a stipulation in the planning that the house has to be lived in for a certain amount of the year. That you have to legislate for occupancy, and that houses can't be left idle in, you know, on the islands, on all the islands. I don't know how it would work. Look.
My vision is around habitability, and I'd like to see by 2025, I'd probably like to see people who need a house getting a house, but also about if we could have like anywhere from 5 to 10 more families or people living in the island, it'd be great.
Something else that I would like to see is a housing development organisation for all the Irish Islands. And because I think one of the crucial problems on all the islands, and maybe the Aran Islands aren't the worst in that, but definitely the Cork Islands, Mayo Islands, Donegal, all, you know, there's huge housing problems. And they're losing kids in school, people can't move in, people can't stay. So a housing development organisation for all the Irish Islands in the form of some sort of housing cooperative that would provide good quality, affordable accommodation, not maybe for sale, but for either lease or renting over periods, which, you know, housing sustains everything.
If you want an island to be successful or to remain, you know, you need, like that, you need children in schools, and therefore you need young people, and if you need young people, you need somewhere for them to live. So those are sort of, you know, where I'm at.
By 2025, I believe the housing will have been sorted and that assessments will have been done across all the islands to identify where there is a new housing need or where old housing stock has been left idle for many years and nobody's doing anything with it, and people are pressurized to actually do up, rent, sell, and allow young people to move home with some level of degree.
I think the islands need to move away from this notion of social housing, because the constraints of social housing are too narrow to grow island populations. We'll never fit into what the county council need us to fit into for social housing. And I think that that's something that, like, parts of islands will, but like there will be other parts that to grow properly, we need to have a broader scope on the housing, or community groups or some sort of a group being able to get planning permission for houses. There has to be different thinking, and I don't have the answer to what that different thinking is, but I do believe there needs to be a fresh way that's not constrained by policies, current policies and programs that are out there, because they're clearly not working for us.
For me, it's all about being the change you wish to see in the world. So I've made a list of my own priorities and what I'd love to see reflected in the place I live, which is here right now. And how could I make that happen in my own tiny way and support it? So my first priority would be 100% occupancy. It's 2025. in the past, there was 28% of these houses were unoccupied, but now it's 100% occupied. That has been brought about because there was an audit of every single piece of land on the island, and we figured out who owned what. And by legislative and informal means, we encouraged everybody to bring that land to an optimal usage. There's been a really high property tax placed on houses that are not owned by people who are resident on the island. People who live on the island are allowed to try and make a living off that bohan in their backyard, which they converted. But the people who do not live here have got to be as rich as Trump to own a holiday house here.
Well, houses in general, I think there is an accommodation shortage. Certainly a shortage of quality accommodation, you know, and if we're serious about maybe attracting families who may now be very happy to live off grid, there probably needs to be a few family units available for that.
We have it all already on the island. It's already here. We have the resources. We have the houses. They're just empty. We have the will to do it, you know. We have the solidarity with other islands. I think the big thing is, like, that ties it all together is governance. That's the key here to get it going, I reckon. That's my say now.